is with us, as well as his wife, Amy Gottlieb, who is with AFSC, and Alina Das at NYU. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Hello, everybody. We're Stereolab.
And my name's Tim.
And I'm Leticia.
And you're listening to
CFIC, the best radio station we've ever heard.
What's up? It's Pickles. We have a message.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are gonna serve
and work and turn
and honey.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to CFRC 101.9 FM and our special club takeover. We are with Queens Taekwondo Club in the studio today. We have Marion Anglin and Rabab Azim with us today. Welcome, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Amazing. We're so excited to have you on the air with us. It's a real pleasure to chat with you today and also play some fun songs with you that have been picked by folks in your club, right?
Yeah, we're excited.
Amazing. Okay. So I'd love to learn more about Taekwondo and the Queens Taekwondo Club. Maybe we can start to learn a little bit more about what Taekwondo is. Rabab, can we start with you?
Yeah, so Taekwondo is translated as the art of striking with your hands and feet, and it's a balanced style of both martial arts, sparring, as well as history, meditation. So it's a very good kind of training style where you can both learn tradition and learn to defend yourself.
Really neat. So it sounds like you get to do a fair amount of training and exercise, but learn a little bit about the history of martial arts itself, or this particular martial art, and some meditation too.
Yeah, we always start every class and end every class with a short meditation.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so let's hear about Queens Taekwondo Club. Over to you, Marion.
So we're a martial arts club here at Queens, and we train in the style of American Kang Taekwon. And for more than 30 years, we've provided students with the opportunity to learn and practice traditional martial arts here at Queens. And there's no experience required to join, and our classes are held in a formal and non-competitive environment where each member can train at their desired level of exertion. And in our training exercises, we prioritize safety, discipline, and respect for all members. So it's a lot of fun. You get to practice and exercise in a fun environment with cool people.
Amazing. Okay, so I'm actually kind of intrigued here about Taekwondo, and it's how is it distinctive from other martial arts, say jujitsu or karate? Over to you, Rabab.
Taekwondo is kind of more reliant on kicking and learning about self-defense as well as discipline. So something that matters a lot is making sure you practice everything a lot and you are taking into account what the instructor is telling you, like to improve your pattern or your kick or your punch. And Taekwondo actually derives from like styles such as karate and Chinese martial arts. So it's like kind of like a really good combination of a lot of Asian martial arts. But it's very, very diverse in the amount of kicks and tools you have for self-defense.
Neat. Thank you so much. And now, Marion, you did mention, too, that that your club trains in a particular style.
American Kang Taekwon. So basically, it's a larger organization that I think originates from Korean martial arts, but now is based in the US. And as Rabab was saying, it's basically a big combination of a bunch of different things from different Asian martial arts styles. Yeah, I don't know, Rabab, do you have anything more to share about it?
Yeah, so Kangnakwan is it's a type of Taekwondo that started in America and specifically Watertown, New York. And it was, it's really big there. And it was brought over to Queens because there was a club that requested Taekwondo classes from it. So that's the history. It's very similar to normal Taekwondo. It's just affiliated with this one style.
So it's really neat to learn as somebody who doesn't practice martial arts myself. It's really neat to know that there are so many worldwide different kinds of martial arts in particular areas and developed in different by different groups over how many thousands of years too, but that there are distinctive styles within a particular discipline too. That's really neat. Thanks for sharing. So we've got some great music that some members of your club have selected. We're going to play a couple of songs. Do you want to introduce the first three of them?
Sure. I guess I can do that. So the first song is... Well, okay. So the first song is Apata by Rosé and Bruno Mars. It's quite popular recently. And it's one of the artists is from a Blackpink, which is like a Korean group. But it's just a super fun song, very upbeat and good to dance to. The next song is Dive by Olivia Dean. This is one of my personal favorite songs. It's just a really calm song that I like listening to calm myself down and just when I want to listen to good music. And then the last one is Wasteland Baby by Hozier. This is also a super calm song. It's just really nice to listen to on quiet night. Yeah, all great songs.
Amazing. All right, so we're going to dive right in. It's called Apate by Rosé and Bruno Mars.
Yes.
Or Apartment.
Apate. It's
Apate.
Yeah, that's the Korean. Yeah.
Apate. That's the Korean pronunciation of the name?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, because it looks like APT or apartment, depending on how you're reading it. See, I'm learning something new every day. Thank you so much. All right, so Apata by Rosé and Bruno Mars right at the top.
Game start. Apata, 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 kissy face, kissy face. To your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real. Red hearts, red hearts, that's what I'm on, yeah. Come give me something I can feel.
What's up? Oh, oh, oh. Don't you want me like I want you, baby? Don't you need me? Baby, seen and unseen are men, but the start of all things that are left to do. Wasteland, baby, I'm in love with you.
And we are back. I hope you enjoyed that awesome first set of music. We've just heard Hozier with Wasteland Baby, Olivia Dean's Dive from the album Messy, and Apatou by Rosé with Bruno Mars. Thanks for sharing those songs. These were really fantastic. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. All right. So now let's climb back in and learn more about Taekwondo and the Queen's Taekwondo Club. So starting with you, Rabab, how did you get involved with Taekwondo in the first place, and when did you do so?
I actually got involved when I was in high school. So I really wanted to learn self-defense and also have a more consistent workout schedule. So I joined a club when I was in high school. And when I got to Queens after the pandemic, I was looking for martial arts clubs, and I tried the Taekwondo Club, and I found it really well run. I liked the classes and the instructors, so I stayed for it for the past 2 or 3 years. I've lost count.
Amazing. And now over to you, Marion. How did you get involved with Taekwondo, and when?
So unlike Rabab, I didn't have any prior experience. I didn't do it in high school or anything. So I'd never done any martial arts, but I had really wanted to start doing something, mainly for self-defense reasons. So I tried out a few of the martial arts clubs here on campus, but the Queen's Taekwondo Club was the one that I liked the most. I liked the structure and the discipline of class. I liked the instructors, and I liked the community of the club. Like, we have a bunch of cool club events throughout the year. And various things that we do, like board breaking. And I just thought that was really cool and fun. And we also do socials, which I really enjoy. And the organization that our club is a part of, the American Kangduk one that we had talked about, really values community. And that's what the club tries to emulate. And that is really important to me as well. So I really like that.
And now, so within the club itself, how is it structured? Who's running it, and what are your roles within the club? Rabab, let's start with you.
Okay, so the classes at the club are taught by certified Kanakon black belt instructors. They're volunteer instructors that are taking their time to grow their community at Queens through just like their love for Taekwondo and Kanakon. Everything else is also volunteer. So the club is fully volunteer run. For example, we have safety officers that have their first aid to make sure everyone's safe. We have equipment officers. So if we need equipment, like for kicks, like bags and stuff, we have people running the social media to make sure the club is running, and people running the actual club and doing the administration. So it's fully volunteer run, but the instructors are quite involved with the community in Taekwondo, and they have been training for years.
Amazing. And what do the two of you do in the club? Are you helping out with any of the coordination, with any of the events that you're running? And of course, you're obviously learning and participating as students.
Yeah. So my position is the socials coordinator. I basically plan our socials. And I also help our vice president run our social media. Basically, what that involves is just email sending and kind of behind the scenes stuff, and coordinating people's schedules and stuff like that to make sure we can all hang out and get to know each other outside of class as well.
My role in the club as an exec is the equipment officer. So before class, I come early and I make sure the first aid kit's there. And then if there's any other equipment we need for training during the class, I'll bring those.
Awesome. And tell us more about some of this equipment.
Okay. So we have kicking targets. So they're small little targets you can kick, not too hard. Then we have bigger targets that you hold against your body, and those you can really kick hard on. And we also have sparring gear, but everyone brings their own sparring gear. So that's for sparring.
And also there are boards. You mentioned earlier board kicking or board breaking.
Yeah. So one of the things that we do, we try to do it once a semester, is we have a board breaking class. And so the instructors will provide boards and then we punch or kick them and you can break them. And it, surprisingly, it's not that hard to do.
Yeah. I would be terrified.
I know, it's like scary.
I'd just crush every bone in my hand would just chatter, I think, if I tried.
Yeah, but surprisingly, it's not super hard to do. I did it as a white belt for the first time, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, it must have been incredibly satisfying.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun and a great way to get some exercise. I'd love to hear a little bit more about the meditation. What's involved in that exercise when you begin each of your sessions?
So the type of meditation we do is deep breathing style. So you take a deep breath in through your mouth and then, in through your nose and then out through your mouth. This is just done a few times sitting down and then as we get back up to start class and to clear our mind of other things that we might be thinking about, just so that we can focus on our training. And we start class the same way we end it. So we do meditation at the end of class to think about what we did during class and kind of remember those skills and what we want to take away from it.
What a great club. Like, okay, I've got some time. I need to actually sit down and just try to like divest myself of all of the foibles of the day, if you will. Man, my chemistry class was a real killer today, kind of thing. I don't want to be thinking about my lab assignment or something like that. I just want to sit here, just breathe a little bit, and then learn a fun new skill today with my friends and focus on that, and then just have a little bit of quiet time to get yourself sort of in that zone. Then you get down to it with the physical fun activity, and then you get to spend a little bit more time with some quiet time before you go back off to the terrible
science. Yeah, it can be a really nice almost break from the stress of being a student. So I sometimes find it hard to motivate myself to go just because I'm like, oh, I need to like work on all my assignments and stuff. But whenever I go and I'm never upset that I went because it's just so awesome to be there.
Amazing. Yeah. Rabab, can you jump in here too? Maybe some more on what Marian has said about maybe some of the mental health benefits.
Yeah. So obviously physical activity is very good for your mental health. It improves your productivity, but doing a class with a community is actually much more motivating. You'll get motivated to do better kicks, do better punches, train better on your self-defense, push yourself a little more. So group classes are always something that are worth investing time into, even if it feels like, oh, I have a lab due. You always come back very refreshed.
Okay, so thank you so much for sharing. We're going to come back in a few minutes and learn even more about the club, but we've got some more music. So, Marian, you've got the full list from the club here. Tell us about the next three songs that we're going to listen to at this break.
Alrighty. So the first song is Last Night's Mascara by Griff. I first happened upon this song on social media, and I really like listening to it when I'm walking somewhere. It's like super upbeat, and you feel super in the zone.
Yeah.
And then the next song is Full Moon, Full Life from Persona 3, which, Rabab, that's from a video game, right? Or...
Yeah, it is.
Okay. But it's a quite cool song. I listened to it for a few times for the first time this week, and it was really cool to listen to. And then the next song is Nonsense by Sabrina Carpenter. This song is pretty well known. And actually, Griff, the singer of the first song that I introduced, opened for Sabrina Carpenter's tour recently. But Nonsense is an awesome song as well. They're all great songs.
Amazing. All right. So we've got Last Night's Mascara by Griff coming up right now. Then we'll have Full Moon Life Full Moon Full Life, which comes from a really cool game called Persona 3, and Sabrina Carpenter right after that with a song called Nonsense, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, brought to you by the Queens Taekwondo Club.
Last night's mascara is such a pretty thing. It covers my eyes. I'm a beauty queen running down my face, listening to Oriental Go Flow. Yeah, last night's mascara is such a wonderful thing. It's as dark as my heart, yet it's sparkling. And it stayed in me, sitting on the back of the last train home. Did you look at me now? Wake up in the morning, oh, would you look at me now? I'm rubbing it off like it's a memory of you. Oh, look at me now. Oh, would you look at me now? Wake up in the morning, oh, would you look at me now? I'm rubbing it off like it's a memory of you. Oh, would you look at me now? Yeah, last night's mascara is such a pretty thing. It covers my eyes. I'm a beauty queen running down my face, listening to
Sometimes this journey is about these years, out of balance, this emotion. nervous, disgusted. I won't be so broken unless I conduct it diligently, patiently, and trusted myself. Nothing was given to me, so gotta go earn it. Everything needs another motivation, I burn it. Reputation doesn't stop death, but it stops life. Accept and open minds for life.
One gain is quiet, voices will be heard. Loud and clear, the story of the ones with me. Between our teeth, realize what we left behind.
Nothing easy, get off the go, get a call.
Exploring in the limits of the time. No one should need it for me to
folks. We are back here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard Sabrina Carpenter's Nonsense, really awesome song called Full Moon, Full Life from the game Persona 3, and Griff's Last Night's Mascara single from her. Thanks for introducing those songs to us, folks.
Mm-hmm, of course.
All right. So we've got more music coming up, but also lots of really great conversations to continue for a little bit on the Queens Take One Dough Club. So, girls, how can other students get involved with the Queens Take One Dough Club?
You can come to one of our classes. We have classes Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so you can come to one of our classes, try it out, see if you like it, see if you like the way that the club runs. And then if you do like it, you can sign up and then keep coming to class. Yeah, so we have some cool events coming up as well. Basically keep an eye on our social medias and you'll see more information about that.
All right. And maybe we can learn a little bit more, too, from the perspective of somebody. Example, you, Marion, you started out having not done Taekwondo before. If for somebody who is totally green, has never done martial arts before, and it's midway through the year, and then, oh, this sounds like a really cool opportunity, but gee whiz, am I going to be able to start? Like, people are already going to be there and learning stuff or doing stuff already, and I'm going to be so far behind everyone. How is the club inclusive of brand new members, especially if they're brand new to the martial art itself?
Yeah, so when I joined in the winter semester, most of the time people join in the fall semester. So when I joined, I was the only new person who had joined that semester. The instructors, obviously, if you're someone who's never done martial arts before, really, they teach based on your level of expertise. So I was instructed on, like, the basics of punching and kicking and stuff like that, and, like, how to do the forms and stand properly and stuff like that. If you start, like, halfway through, it can be kind of a lot to wrap your head around, especially because all the other people you feel like are more advanced. But if you stick at it and keep working on it, it'll all be good. And the instructors support you a lot. As well, the other students can help you a lot if you're struggling with a specific form or pattern, or they can give you tips on how to punch better or kick better or something like that.
Amazing. Rabab, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, so if we have a couple new students coming in, which we actually had quite a few this semester, we'll often split up the class to practice on more basic things for the newer group and advanced things for the advanced group. So there's a lot of things we can do to accommodate if you're very new to martial arts. And as Marion said, the instructors and other higher belts are very helpful if you have questions or, like, need any help in general.
Awesome. Okay. And now, why should other students join the Queen's Taekwondo Club?
I would really encourage them to join because it's a fun way to work out and learn really cool self-defense that you can apply to real life, as well as do sparring with other people in the class, and also, like, calmer things like meditation and learning about the history of the art and the style. And you get to learn a wide array of things, including different stretches, punches, kicks, even patterns if you enjoy that more formal side of things. And there's a lot of opportunity to grow and go up the ranks in the belt system, as well as do tournaments and go to training camps.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. And now, how often are you meeting and where? Tell us about the space, too. But let's start with how often you're meeting. Marion.
So we meet twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we meet in the ARC, the big gym that Queens has. On Thursdays, we meet in the combatives room, which is specifically for all of the martial arts clubs on campus. And then on Tuesdays, we meet in the one of the studios, which is just another one of the big spaces that the ARC has where you can practice all kinds of things. Yeah.
Awesome. And now, Rabab, can we hear more about the space that you practice in, where it is, and also what it looks like?
Studio 3 is usually what we practice in on Tuesdays, and it's a really big room. It has a lot of mirrors, so you can see kind of how you're doing your techniques and correct yourself very easily. The combative room is a bit more fun for, like, if you want to practice self-defense or takedowns. Because the floors are softer. It's also another big room, and we like to do a lot of sparring in there.
All right. So you're meeting a couple times a week in these rooms. There are a couple of great rooms. One has lots of mirrors, and the other one has lots of softer pads. Because I imagine, especially with those takedowns, people are on the floor a lot too.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right. Let's climb back into a couple of more songs. Marion, what has the group picked for us next?
Alrighty, so the next three songs are Deeply Still in Love by Role Model. This was one of my picks as well. I'm not entirely sure how I found it, but it's an awesome song. Again, very upbeat, and it's just a good vibe. The next is Magnetic by Illit, which is a K-pop song. It's super fun as well, and I'm pretty sure it had gone slightly viral, I think, maybe, but it's a very awesome song. And then the next is Soup by Remy Wolf from her latest album. I think this is her most popular song from the album, and it's just super awesome. I love listening to it.
I want you. 지 내가 만들어 pre-light 여잔 배정이지 So let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go 숨기고 싶지 않아 자석 같은 말
On the ground, it can never really get that far.
Okay, we are back, folks, right here on CFRC with the Queen's Taekwondo Club. We just heard Remy Wolf's Soup from Big Ideas, Illit with Magnetic, and Role Model with Deeply Still in Love. Thanks for those songs. These are amazing. I'm discovering new stuff all the time on CFRC, and it's great when clubs come in and introduce me to stuff I've never heard of before. This is awesome. All right. And we'll hopefully have some time for a couple more songs before the close of our show. But before we close the show, Rabab, let's start with you. How can people learn more about the Queen's Taekwondo Club?
Yeah. So we have a very well-run Instagram. Marion, do you know the handle?
Yes. At Queen's TKD.
So at Queen's TKD is where you can see events that are taking place, how to sign up, links to everything, resources if you want to read more about Queen's Taekwondo in Kangdaquan. Yeah, and we also have a Discord, but usually this is after you've joined a class, a community that you join.
Now, Marion and Rabab, we've got some upcoming events, I understand, too. Do you want to give us a couple of highlights? Marion.
The main big event that we have coming up is our community self-defense seminar. Mm-hmm. We're doing this on the 25th of January from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m., and it's happening in the ARC. It's open to everyone, student and non-student alike, and no experience is required. And our black belt instructors will be teaching safe living tips and strikes and blocks and escape techniques. And so we're really hoping that people will show up because it's really empowering to learn self-defense. And we really think it'll be an amazing experience.
Okay, before we close, remind us again, Marion, how to connect with your club to keep up to date with the latest in what's happening with Queen's Taekwondo Club, follow the club, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so follow us on Instagram at Queen's TKD, and you'll see all of the events and information about our classes and the events that we have coming up. Yeah.
Okay, so we are quickly running out of time, just time for maybe one more song presented by the Queen's Taekwondo Club. Guys, thanks for joining us right here on CFRC.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This was awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Special thanks to the Queen's Taekwondo Club for joining us right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're going to close out their show with their last pick. This is Chappelle Roan with Pink Pony Club. Thanks for joining us for the Queen's Taekwondo Club Takeover right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. That there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me, will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? At the club, oh mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club. Tennessee, oh Santa Monica, you've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. I'm gonna keep. fantasy are always on my mind. And mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away, saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where